can make some time. Thoughts of pretty you and me, erotic city, come alive.
You didn't fucking know that Arnold Lindsay did that.
I did not. I did not know that.
We can fuck until the dawn.
And I'm such a big DNA fan. I immediately heard his voice. I was like, oh, that's Arto Lindsay. That's nice.
Pretty dope.
What album is that?
What the fuck is it called? Mundo Civilizado.
Is it? It's probably.
It's like a 90s record he did. There's like more groovy.
You think
shit.
It's on Spotify? Probably not.
No, it's not. But no. This break.
DNA's not on Spotify.
No.
That's annoying. Correct. I pay $10 a month to not listen to what I want to listen to.
Listen, don't do that. Don't do that now. Not now.
You're right.
My name is Ruben Sindo Costa.
This is Joe Sonnenblick.
This is Ronald Sonnenblick.
Linda, just.
Yeah.
She's like Madonna.
Much like one named people.
And for the very last time, yeah. At least officially.
This is Apples and Oranges.
This show that has existed for...
Almost 4 years.
That's a long time.
Through...
To be doing... I mean, with some time off.
Time off, time on. Live shows at Beloved, which is, no longer exists.
That's gone as well.
Which is sad, because Beloved was a damn good bar.
That'll happen.
That will happen.
But they sold, right? They, like, made money off
they
that
sold
shit.
To a bar that never opened.
Really?
Yeah, that place never opened.
Huh.
And now they're trying to sell. So...
But if they never opened, how could they try and sell?
Because they never opened.
Yeah, just not opening.
They're trying to sell the bar. Trying to sell the place.
If anybody wants to buy Beloved, 718-395-3731.
Absolutely.
So the Mets, huh?
Well, Prince, man.
I was trying to go into sports, but no, I'd rather talk about Prince.
We'll talk about Prince for a minute.
You mean the guy who plays for the...
Prince Fielder, the Rangers,
Prince
yes.
Fielder, yeah, his dad.
He's fat.
Yeah, he is fat.
His father was Cecil, formerly known as Prince, formerly known as Alive. Yeah, it's all right. I feel like he would have liked that joke.
Yeah, do you?
Think so?
I don't
know.
Think he likes I don't think Prince white people.
No, yeah, Prince probably didn't like white people.
At all.
I don't really like white people. I don't really like anybody. So that's the thing.
Right, but that doesn't mean you don't like white people. It means you like anybody.
Okay, I'm sick of human beings.
Right, but I think that's better than being racist.
Yes. Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. It was a long pause, you know? It's that long pause there.
It's better than being racist.
Before I light that cross.
That was a long pause. So Prince passed away. I did like Prince. Listen, I liked Prince. I did not like him as much as the whole world. I liked Prince, though.
Sure.
I enjoyed his music.
Okay.
I was not over the heels in love with Prince, you know, head over heels.
Head over heels is the term.
Whatever.
You're so removed from caring about things that you don't even know the terminology.
Head over heels. I wasn't, like I was with Bowie, I wasn't head over heels in love with Prince. I thought Prince was a fantastic guitar player.
Yep.
One of the better ones we've had.
Yeah.
I think.
It's just a funny way to phrase that.
Yeah. I mean, but look at the crap that's still alive. Joe Walsh still alive. You understand? So
he's kicking, yeah.
I thought about this at the shop yesterday.
You thought?
Shut up. Betty White, right?
Right.
And Queen Elizabeth, excuse me, I'm really lost. Betty White and Queen Elizabeth, their age equals 183, okay? They beat Prince, Michael, and David Bowie combined.
And Paul McCartney's still alive.
Ringo
Starr, oldest Beatle.
Yeah.
He's like 75.
He's like 150.
But he looks like the youngest Beatle.
Here's what I think is going to happen.
The other two are dead.
I think we're going to be really old and go like, fucking James Murphy, man. Like, that sucks. Are you going to go see the Stones tomorrow?
Yeah.
I feel like that's what's going to – they're just going to be like 120 and just like
– You hear Selena Gomez died? When time's Mick going on?
Yeah.
You know?
And,
well, she'll die of a drug overdose at like 38.
Who's that?
Selena Gomez, young, untalented bitch.
Yeah, that's why I don't know who she is.
Yeah, she's not talented. That's okay, though.
She's very pretty, though.
That's okay.
Oh, that's great that she's pretty.
She's very pretty.
Yeah.
Oh, we just missed a call. Can I call you back?
Can I quickly just say one thing about Prince in that I found that his music and him were incredible within his own world. You know? It's hard to explain.
Mm-hmm.
That's it?
No, I'm thinking about it because there are moments.
Somebody's
that,
calling.
But there are
Somebody's
moments.
Somebody's calling.
Okay. Wait. What's good?
Yo, motherfucker. I can't believe this is your last show.
It's a robot.
It's Ahmed the robot. Where are you calling from? Are you in the project, basement?
I'm on my project connection.
Yeah, it really sounds terrible.
I like it. Keep it going. Try to emote in this sound.
Yeah,
I like that.
Man, it's
that's the go for it.
That's the I don't want to go to jail sound.
It sounds like somebody with throat cancer is calling in. It sounds like Babe Ruth's ghost is calling in. Anyhow, that's good to start the last show. So
anyway, we're trying to talk about Prince. And
Like I said, I enjoyed Prince.
Yeah,
I did not. I was not infatuated with Prince. Like, oh, here's Ahmed again.
Bang. What's good?
Ahmed.
Take two.
Yay.
There he is. There's Ahmed.
I can hear your voice. What's good, bro?
How are you?
I'm stoned. I'm getting stoned.
Oh,
man. Fucking awesome. Awesome.
I haven't smoked.
I mean, I can meet you guys after the show, you know.
We're going to lunch with my grandmother at Red Lobster, and that's not a joke.
I'm going rock climbing.
That's fantastic.
No, it's not.
That's even more fantastic.
Are you really going rock climbing?
Fuck yeah.
No, wait, you're hanging up?
No. Oh. I'm just saying rain check on the whole after the show hangout.
Oh, okay.
See? Anyway, yeah.
I wanted to say, Ruben, we're going to miss you, man.
Like, thanks, man.
Beyond belief, your opposite spectrum insights and your horrible love for your teams that are horrible most of the time. And
stop talking and to Joe. Talk to me.
Perspective.
My what?
Yeah, no, I'm going to miss
your wrestling.
Miss your wrestling perspective. Like,
I'll call in with that shit. Just mid once Steve and Jay and who's the other guy? Joe.
Yeah.
Once
yeah, guy, yeah.
Once they're like 40 minutes into going like baseball,
no.
It's a ball.
It's
you
gonna,
throw it.
Gonna,
you swing. That's when I'll
wrestling.
Call.
There's gonna be a lot of wrestling.
Good.
Jay loves wrestling.
I'll be a guest.
Yeah. Jay is a wrestling lover though.
I would show up and be a guest where I can just be stoned and talk for 15 minutes of the hour.
Yeah. Like someone we know.
I've done that.
Who's that?
I've done that.
The man on the phone.
Awesome. Nah.
Doing it right now.
Stone Cold Sober.
Gonna miss doing that with you. And yeah, I don't want to hold up your last show.
No.
Nah, man.
Ahmed.
We don't got shit to talk about. It's not like there's the playoffs or anything.
Ahmed, before...
Nah, you're right.
Wait. Before you go, Ahmed, before you go. So...
I'm not leaving.
The Wolves hired Thibs.
Fucking awesome. And he's the president. I think it's a great idea.
Great move. Great move all
They're
around.
They're going to be a really, really good team in the next 3 years.
Yes, they are. Right. Yeah, they're going to be a force to be reckoned with. Now,
not to mention, wait, don't forget, they got another pick this year because they were horrible this year, too.
I know.
So they're going to be really good.
That's been their stilo for a couple years, to be horrible.
Now, let me ask you this funny question. Can you attract a Mike Conley or a Jeff Teague to the Timberwolves and move Ricky Rubio to, I don't know, wherever he should go?
Why are you moving Ricky Rubio?
To the Knicks?
Ricky Rubio sucks.
Ricky Rubio on the Knicks would be nasty.
You don't think they could get Mike Conley and who's the other guy you mentioned?
Jeff
also,
Teague.
Like, so right. you're saying Mike Conley isn't as good as Ricky Rubio?
I'm saying Mike Conley's better than Ricky Rubio.
Mike Conley's better than
he is.
Once the pieces fall into place,
he plays defense.
Right.
He plays defense.
Well, yeah, Ricky Rubio. If you want a guy that averages 8 points and 18 assists. Ricky Rubio's your guy.
Yes, if you want a point guard,
but you see,
go with Ricky Rubio.
But see, no, you want a point guard.
We already talked
about Russell Westbrook.
We already talked about this.
No.
Jesus, I'm not going to do this again.
He's just not a good defensive point guard. He gets destroyed on the other end of the court.
All right, that's fine. He's undersized. What are you going to do?
He can't shoot.
So,
and he hasn't learned how to shoot in 10 years.
So my bigger,
he's Hispanic. He doesn't want to change.
Right. My big thing with the coaching carousel that just happened is Scott Brooks to the Wizards, okay? Does that bring Durant over to Washington?
No, it doesn't.
You don't think so?
Durant still might go to Golden State. I think he's still going to Golden State.
Oh, my God. But why? They'd have to eviscerate half of their insanely deep squad. They can win now, Ahmed.
That's not happening.
They can win right now.
This year, but then when Harrison Barnes leaves and fucking
Iguodala,
that money from Iguodala, then guess who's going to be a Golden State Warrior?
I don't know. I think if Kevin, and I think I said this a couple of shows ago, if Kevin Durant goes to Golden State, it's got to be looked at as a bigger bitch move than LeBron going to the Heat to win the championships.
Mm-hmm.
It's unbelievably sad to do that. Oh, wow.
That's how pissed he is. He's dialing about that shit.
Yeah. No, I guess that's the case, but I feel like Steph is, you know, he's the guy that's winning right now, and he's like LeBron now, like LeBron was four or whatever years ago. Like, he's going to be in the finals for, like, years in a row. And I think that
unless
everybody
the Spurs
that wants
got
to win
to do with
is either go against him or get with him. And I think if Westbrook bolts Oklahoma City, then I think Durant stays in Oklahoma. But if Westbrook stays, then Durant's out of there. And
he's not staying either way. He's not staying either way.
And they got money for him. Yeah. Like, is he going to go to the Wizards? Come on, man. But John Wall, it's like, it's dysfunctional. They don't have any bigs.
But wouldn't it make...
I don't know about that.
Wouldn't it make sense to... if Durant goes to the Wizards, you might have... Because your big three can be Wall, Beal, and Durant.
Right.
And then you put two pieces around them because you got to get rid of Marcin Gortat, and you got to get rid of...
Oh, he's trash.
He's garbage. And you got to get rid of Nene. He's a crumb bum,
too. Can I make a suggestion?
Go ahead.
Nene's a no-no.
Yeah, that's good.
You know who may be able to lure Durant?
Oh, my God.
The Don.
Oh, my God.
You want to talk about Bosch's almost dead?
Yeah, you're right.
That exact position fits right in.
He does.
A fan base that's ready for a winner.
Hey, listen, Durant
beautiful
in
city
Miami could work, too.
If you have money.
That could work.
If you have the dough. You're going to have to pay Whiteside, though.
Sure.
But you know what I noticed?
Well, we can eviscerate
Durant,
the whole fucking squad. Don knows how to get a... Don. His name
Kevin
is Don
Durant,
to me.
Kevin Durant likes
the Don,
to
Pat Riley.
He likes to smoke bud and be off the radar.
Good
and
weed in Miami.
In Oklahoma City. So I don't know.
There's good weed in Miami, and he could have his own fucking island in the Keys.
You can find...
Yeah, but then he'll have the media all up and down his back.
Nah, media's lazy.
You can find good weed.
It's South Florida. It's hot as fuck.
You can find good weed in Tuscaloosa, Alabama. You know the right guy.
Yeah, but you have to know the right guy. Durant is just... he's fine. Listen,
well,
he's
going
to be on the Heat. That's the end of it. Thanks.
No, it's not. No,
end
it's
of
not.
Discussion.
You know he's not going to be on
Glad
the Heat.
Glad we covered that.
What about Kevin Durant on the Clippers?
No, gross.
No?
Why? Hey, what if I just moved into a headache?
What's a headache about
that?
The Clippers?
The Clippers are...
The Clippers are freeing up money.
The Clippers right now...
His contract comes off the books. Jamal Crawford's coming off the books. They're going to have money for him, too.
Ahmed, tell me if you agree with me right now that the Clippers are playing the best basketball in the playoffs.
I think that the Clippers could beat everybody right now.
The Clippers are hard right now.
But then the next series is the problem. You know what I mean? Like,
they
got to face one of the big four teams, and then we'll really see what they're about.
They were awesome last year in the first round when they... Who'd they beat the crap out of?
They should have beat the Spurs.
Right?
They should have beat the Spurs.
Yeah, they should have beat the Spurs last year. They went to seven with the Spurs, right?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. No, like, but what I'm looking at...
they beat the Spurs last year.
No,
That's why Golden State didn't play the Spurs.
I think we're talking about 2 years ago.
No. The reason why the Spurs didn't face Golden State last year is because the Clippers stunned them.
No, the Clippers dogged them. You're right.
Okay. So here's the thing now with the Clippers, right? You have that bench... You can, if you want to keep J.J. Redick, you can move J.J. Redick back to the bench and then have Paul, Durant, Blake Griffin, DeAndre Jordan, and whatever piece you want to put there as your two guard. I would put Jamal Crawford in that crew.
Listen, I think Durant could play the two.
Why pull him out of position? He's perfect where he's at in the 3-4.
Yeah, but he could dominate at the 2-2 because he's so big.
It's
he's
a stretch.
Fast.
It's a stretch, though. I think you'd have to acclimate him because
what do you get when you get a smaller two guard that he has to play defense on?
Yeah,
who's faster than him? It's going to embarrass
now,
him and make him tired all day.
He does that now. What do you mean? He does that now. He fucking plays like point guard now. He played Tony Parker a little bit. He played Steph a little bit. Like,
you would say well.
That. I wouldn't say well, but he could pick him up.
Can we also talk about the most underrated two guard in basketball, Kentavious Caldwell-Pope?
Great name.
We talk about this
KCP?
Kid?
KCP.
Great name.
This
what's the acronym?
KCP.
It's pretty good. Sounds like a drug.
This kid
sounds like a drug in RoboCop.
Yo, he can shoot the lights out.
He done fucked up LeBron last game.
Really?
He done fucked him up.
Yes, he did.
Who won the game?
Detroit.
Oh, really?
Yep.
Oh, good.
Yes, he did.
Good,
but still, LeBron, like, they're gonna get out of that series.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah,
no problem.
Yeah.
But Detroit is too young to understand what they need to do.
I told you 2 years.
You know what I mean?
2 years for Detroit.
You were onto something there.
2 years for Detroit. I think they're one or two pieces away. I think. How about and this is going to sound fucked up.
Weird from you. Go ahead.
Melo to Detroit. How about that?
He fits right in with the, like, I guess, of that squad.
Who you get back? You give me Contavious. You give me Contavious Caldwell Pope and two first round picks.
That's not of course.
They are crazy. Stan Van Gundy. Stan Van Gundy.
What makes you think Carmelo Anthony commands that much respect right now at his age?
Stan Van Gundy is a sharp basketball dude.
He ain't doing that.
He's not taking that deal. Stan,
he's a sharp basketball dude. He let Dwight Howard go. Dwight Howard. Okay, what has he done since? Orlando.
And what has he done since?
But he wanted to stay in Orlando.
No, he didn't.
Yes, he did.
No, he didn't.
Yes, he did. They didn't want to build around him. That was their problem.
Listen,
5 years ago.
I went to Universal Studios and Islands of Adventure and had a great time. I didn't want to stay in Orlando.
Okay.
Hey, man, let me tell you something.
Yeah, I remember
they
that.
Would not do that deal Mad if fun. It was like, if they wouldn't do that deal. He's too smart of a basketball guy. Like, he's not doing that deal.
Carmelo Anthony's window is closing as we speak.
He's still got two or three really good years left.
You know the potential suitors for Carmelo? Here they are. The Clippers, right?
I can see that.
Maybe the Grizzlies, right?
That I could see.
Who else? And then in the East, you got maybe Miami would take a gamble on Carmelo.
You know what? But here's the thing is Miami doesn't
trade with them.
That gamble type thing, we take that on weird, like Birdman. Someone that doesn't command a lot of attention that can play a few minutes if they're a gamble. Like Joe Johnson, for example, and it'll pay off. But somebody...
They can compete for the chip. I'm just saying.
I understand that, but will that system benefit? Will Spoelstra's system benefit from a player like Carmelo? No. I don't think so.
Hell yeah!
No, don't. Listen, I watch
Carmelo's
them
game is
like as if they're my team because they are.
Now. He knows that he can't take all the shots, so now he's facilitating.
It only took him 12 years to figure that out.
Yes, he is. What are you talking about?
He's never been that player.
He's averaging 23-7-5.
Right, because he's got to be shooting the ball all the time.
No.
Because there's nobody else to shoot the fucking
ball.
Have you ever watched the Knicks? Like,
exactly.
Gross,
Carmelo takes a shot in the last 6 seconds. Nobody wants to shoot.
Exactly.
They can't shoot.
You have nobody. And when Porzingis goes down, it's all on Carmelo Anthony's shoulders. And the last 10 or 15 games, if anybody actually watched the Knicks, the guy averaged like 27 points a game.
I did.
The guy was fucking great. What does he have? Jose Calderon? What has he got there?
He was still getting 27 and fucking like 7 assists.
Carmelo Anthony is the best pure shooter in basketball history. Yes. Look at his numbers.
No, that's too much.
That's too much. Even Ahmed says that's too much.
A statue in front of the garden of him.
You give me one person to put their hands in. God
Reggie
damn it.
Miller.
No. The last 10 seconds of a game. No. Yeah, from three-point land.
Bernard King.
From three-point land.
Bernard King.
No, not Bernard King. Bernard King's not even the greatest Nick of all time.
You know how good Bernard King
is? Yeah,
was?
I do.
Do you have any idea what this man
I
did
do.
With just
Listen,
as crappy
man,
a team
right
as Carmelo Anthony?
Go ahead.
Gentlemen.
Are you ready for it? The best shooter in the league right now from everywhere is Kevin Durant. I don't care what you say.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
I'll deal with that.
He's that guy right now.
Yeah,
Melo's the next best guy, but he is the guy. Kevin Durant is hitting game-winning shots out of his fucking everywhere. Like, he's insane with that shit.
I mean, if you notice...
So whatever team gives him, they're going to be winning.
If you notice the last game... That Durant played where he went 7-for-33, the game before last, where everybody went crazy, like, is Kevin Durant... What happened to Kevin Durant? That's how good Kevin Durant is. That if he has a bad game, people freak out.
Right. Yep. More that's so how, than Steph Curry
Steph.
Or more so.
The same thing with Steph, though. Like, people bug out. They're like, oh my God, he missed five shots.
But
like,
let's not be.
He missed a free throw. Yeah. It's over.
And I understand while you have Steph Curry on the bench in most fourth quarters, there were a lot of games. I would say there were at least 10 games this year where Steph Curry stunk.
Yeah.
His shooting percentage was terrible. In at least 10 games, Kevin Durant had three.
Okay, well, here's the great thing about that with Steph Curry. Mm. He's a part of a squad that he can really, like, he's surrounded by talent. Yes, he's the most talented of the bunch, but he's in a system where he can stink once in a while. All that pressure doesn't need to be on him. Whereas, name a game, well, I guess they've got Westbrook too, but like, Durant needs to be on. for them to win.
No, I disagree. No, that's not true.
All I know is if I had to choose, a guy to win the game in the last 30 seconds or the last minute, it's right now it's Kevin Durant. Like, I've seen him do it.
Yeah.
For me, it's
not
between...
Not LeBron, because LeBron's
a bitch in the last minute. He's garbage in the last minute.
Horrible.
One of the worst shooting percentages ever in the last minute of basketball games.
And then the next guy I'm picking right now is probably Steph, because Steph showed me something this year. Like, he's like, yo, I can finish games. Like,
yeah.
Like, big time.
Mm-hmm.
Like, big time. So, I mean, those two guys. And if they put them together, they could work for a long time. That's
but then who
I'm
takes
saying.
The
don't
shot?
Sleep.
I don't think
it
matters.
It don't matter. It doesn't matter.
I don't think
Clay
it matters.
Can take the shot. It doesn't matter. That's how great they are.
I'm still in the minority.
You know, what you said was true about the Warriors, because the Clay Thompson, this is his come out parade year.
Mm-hmm.
This is his come out parade. And it took, you know, they're a good team because they've all matured at the right time. You know, Clay Thompson 2 years ago, he showed signs of that, but he wasn't where he is now. So, you know, the Warriors, let's face it, that was a sorry-ass fucking franchise for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
Long time, okay? Mm-hmm. It's just all
came... wrong a lot.
Right, it all came together at the right time. It all came together.
You remember
together.
The Donnie Nelson administration?
Oh, yes. Yeah.
The Mitch Richmond years.
Oh, my God.
We will outscore you.
Yeah. Yeah.
We won't play defense, but we'll outscore you. They play good ball now.
I'm still in the minority that really does believe that Draymond Green is the best player on the Warriors. He is the best.
Why?
He's an essential player.
He's
essential.
Okay, he almost averaged a triple-double this year.
But he's surrounded by facilitators.
Oh yeah, Joe, you can't ignore people around them.
My Lord.
Can I tell you something, Joe?
Go ahead.
I watched him in a game in the last minute, make the key block, grab the rebound, run the break, make the key assist, and then if dude missed, he grabbed the offensive rebound and got the putback. He's an amazing player.
I think
he's not the best, but he's number two. Like, if it's Steph and Draymond, you need them two to win the chip. Without either one of them, they win nothing.
I mean, and it's funny, too, because they come from, like, Steph and Klay Thompson, they come from the lineage of two guys. Like, Del Curry was a pretty good basketball player. I don't think he was
good.
He was a high IQ basketball player. He wasn't a great basketball player, but he was a very good basketball player, right?
You couldn't say you lost the game because of Del.
No, right. No. Mm-hmm. And Klay Thompson's father, Michael Thompson, pretty good shooter, not a great basketball player, not a great defender.
Right.
You know? But
All-Star, he made the All-Star,
team a couple times. Yeah, two or three times. And then you look at, I'm going to go back to Tim Hardaway Jr.
Mm-hmm.
He is a chip-off daddy. Because Tim Hardaway was...
Loved to shoot.
Just shoot that ball, okay? And then he had one or two really, really good seasons, Tim Hardaway.
One or two?
Yes.
Who?
Tim
Hardaway.
Tim Hardaway.
Yeah, he had one.
Golden State and Miami.
Well, he also had Alonzo Mourning with him.
Is Alonzo Mourning making his threes?
No, Alonzo is.
No, but Alonzo made his three possible.
Yo, I know. I love me some Alonzo Mourning. But
Tim Hardaway to me is Tim Hardaway Jr. is Tim Hardaway. He's the exact same basketball player, except Tim Hardaway Jr. is nuttier than his father, which I don't even understand how it's possible.
Is he chunky?
No,
is it just
the
uniform?
With Jr., doesn't have the handle that Senior has.
Where is Tim Hardaway Jr. now? Is he Charlotte?
He's a bum somewhere.
He's bumming it out.
He's in the D-League.
I just saw him outside of Barclays. He was...
him and Delonte West are
selling banners.
Him and Delonte West are...
He was trying to sell WWE knockoff T-shirts.
Him and Delonte West.
An embarrassment is that Tim Hardaway was such an excellent ball handler, and his son is so... Garbage at handling the ball.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous.
And he takes the worst threes possible I've ever seen in my life.
Yeah. He's terrible.
He's like Landry Fields light.
So
for us to trade him and get back Jerry and Grant in the form of a pick or whatever,
that's nice.
That was dope.
That's nice. I like Jerry and Grant.
Jerry's not an all-star,
no,
but I like him. He's a smart player. He doesn't make stupid mistakes.
But he'll never develop. He'll never develop under Kurt Rambis, so what does it matter?
All right, so
this is a fucking cancer. Like, oh my God! By the way, I'm not a Knicks fan anymore. I support Porzingis.
Okay,
he's a Porzingis fan.
Kurt Rambis is a tampon with glasses. That's what he is. He's a tampon with glasses.
Is he?
He's gonna leak and suck the life out of our team.
Kurt Rambis
fucking destroy Kristaps' confidence, and I fucking hate him. He needs to die.
While we're in this crazy black hole of just like basketball. A million basketball things. Ahmed, you want to touch on the Mets, and then I'm going to hang up on you. We're going to move on, and you can feel free to call back once we touch on the playoffs again. How's that?
I'm not going to ruin your last show.
No, you're not ruining anything. You're moving it along. It's good.
Okay, so here's the thing. The Mets are killing it right now. Don't sleep on Steven Matz because he's turning it up now.
Yeah.
All right? I just want to point that out.
It's going to be great.
I don't give a shit about Matt Harvey. Relax. He's now our number four starter.
I agree.
And he'll be all right in that role.
Yeah,
but the other three guys are fucking amazing.
Fuck, man.
And as long as these guys are hitting, Neil Walker was a steal. He's fucking crushing it.
Neil Walker's
right?
the answer. Neil Walker's the answer.
And then I got to give, listen, I never like to give Collins any credit, Terry credit, but him putting Conforto in the three spot right now was so golden.
So
like,
clutch.
He needed to do that from day one.
So clutch.
Why didn't he?
He figured it out, though. So
what's there to figure out?
He figured it out after five games, Dad, so it's fine.
That the kid is the best hitter on our fucking team. He's the best overall hitter on our team, and he needs to be in that spot.
He's not the best overall hitter on our team.
I said overall. Yes, he is.
Who's the best overall hitter on our squad? Tell me who.
That would be Neil. That would be
right
Neil,
now, Neil Walker. Neil but Walker. Over the season, it's going to be Michael Conforto.
Well, let's see. Let's see that play out. Right now, Neil Walker is your best hitter, followed by David Wright.
His numbers look good, but I'm talking about Conforto's his natural eye. Like, if you look at his OPS, it's ridiculous. He does not swing at bad shit. He's like, no, that's garbage. I'm not swinging.
His OPS is 920.
That's unheard of.
It's pretty fantastic. David Wright's OPS is 837.
That's very good.
Okay, how about this?
Listen, for his age, he's very, very good. I'm happy with Dave.
How about David Wright leading your team in doubles? How about that? He's got seven doubles already. How about that?
How about David Wright being in the two-hole is actually a good spot for him because he's still
the
a two good
hole?
Contact guy.
David Wright
That's
in the two-hole?
Right? That's where he's at.
Ahmed. Right? David Wright in the two-hole?
Oh, yeah, I'm going to miss this. How about...
Ahmed.
Oh, my God.
Yo, Ahmed.
David
Wright in the two-hole.
You think about David Wright in the two-hole?
Oh, my Lord.
No, I don't think about David Wright at all anywhere.
Any holes?
No, I don't think about two holes or anything like that.
Thanks, Ahmed. Thanks, Ahmed.
No problem.
Call back, all right?
Love you, man.
Thanks, man.
Love the fact that you're on the show today, and you guys are killing it always.
Yo,
apples and oranges thing.
All right, man. Peace.
So,
Ahmed, while you're still listening, my girl has been rocking those fake Gucci glasses
for like a
week.
Fake Gucci glasses.
So thanks for bringing those.
Fake Gucci glasses. So, David Wright leads your team in walks. He's got 10. Got 10 in 15 games. David Wright leads your team in walks. Also leads your team in strikeouts. That's going to happen. He also leads your team in stolen bases with two.
That's a problem.
Two stolen bases?
This team is not fast.
No, it's not fast.
It's not a fast team, and we know that.
It's early.
You know what I love about you? That when David Wright is going well, we all have to pray homage to David Wright.
That would be pay homage.
Pay homage to David Wright.
No, you pray homage.
Right, but you got to pay homage to David. But what about when he comes up, two men on, two out, good morning, good afternoon, and good night. Has that ever happened before? Let me check.
It's happened many a time.
Otherwise, I wouldn't be discussing.
How about for 13 years, the guy's a 300 hitter?
I understand what he is.
How about that? How about all the times he stood with your fucking shit team when you had Ike Davis playing first and Jose Valentin playing second? How about that?
Okay.
How about with Generation K 2.0 with John Maine and Mike Pelfrey, and he stood there and took it because he's loyal to the fucking team?
Right, he is.
All right? And you are a shithead.
He is. You are a shithead.
Jesus.
How about the guy with seven doubles?
I'm so happy I have a volume knob for him.
Guy's hitting 260 right now. What do you want from the guy?
He's got no spine. He has no spine. I understand that. But
you've always hated David Wright. You've always hated David
Wright. I don't think you've always hated David Wright. Gentlemen, don't turn this into this.
And you're a fool. You're a fool. You're a fool for hating David Wright.
You done?
You're done. Ajuel Cabrera is hitting 322. How about that? How about the best pickup of the offseason? It's Ajuel Cabrera hitting 322.
So you invited me here to tell me that I'm a fucking idiot.
That's right.
Come on.
You invited me here
Gents.
To tell me that I'm a fucking idiot. Okay.
Okay. Listen, gents.
I can be just the biggest fucking idiot as anybody, as any mother other fucking idiot on this planet. Okay? Just letting you know. Okay, good. No problem.
So baseball.
No problem.
So,
Can we talk about Jacoby Ellsbury stealing home?
Okay, well, you talk about it.
You know, every time I think about stealing home, I think of that Simpsons episode where Lisa does the that whole fucking, like, is it Moneyball? Is it playing off of that, or is it just the concept of it? You know the episode where Lisa figures out mathematically how to be good at baseball, and she takes over the team. And Bart isn't allowed to do anything fun.
I guess, that would be Moneyball.
Is that a later episode?
I don't think so. I remember watching it.
Oh, you mean season... season three where...
You would know which one it was. Where she's like...
What, Burns owns the team? Because that's a different episode then.
No. Where Lisa becomes the coach and Bart is like, you're removing everything fun about baseball. And then eventually in the like big game, he decides to steal home. And she gets really upset at first.
I feel
and
like that's
like,
a later episode.
It's a good one.
I don't remember that particular episode.
All right, well, I won't finish how it ends then.
Tell me.
Keep this being fun.
Did he steal home? Did he get it?
No, he got fucking out. And then she's like, what are you doing? This is statistically everything wrong. And she gets really stoked and goes like, the most exciting play in baseball. And then he slides and just gets fucking out. And it's like in 30 seconds, it's like, yay! And the stadium clears out.
So what are the Yankees, Lynn? Are they 7-9? Were they 6-10?
Something like that. You have it in front of you. I don't, computer.
Well, I don't have a football team.
I don't have their standings.
Have really so few teams played since last week. How many games do you play in baseball? I don't care. So
we're 7-9.
7-9.
We?
She's with that team.
Me. I'm 7.
How about
you're 7-9?
I'm 7-9.
So Linda has been playing baseball against everybody, right. And she's won 7 games all by herself.
Yes. How about
I'll have you know.
Except for that time that Jacoby Ellsbury stole home.
Right, but that was he was there for you.
I know.
He was pinch hitting for you is the thing.
Alex Rodriguez hit 132.
Pinch.
Alex Rodriguez hit 132 in the cleanup spot. That's nice.
He's playing for the Yankees. Nice.
Yeah, he's it's good,
again.
Good numbers.
Oh, he didn't leave.
No.
Where's Aaron?
Who left?
Nobody.
No, somebody left a while ago. For the Mariners?
Oh,
Robinson Cano?
Cano.
Yeah, he's a monster.
Bad.
He's doing well.
He's a monster.
Over in Seattle.
Yeah.
Do they matter at all? Or is it just him doing well? Because I feel like that happens in baseball.
It's going to be
where
tough.
Like someone's like, oh man, they're having a great year. Oh no, their team sucks.
Yeah. So, I mean, Aaron Hicks is hitting 091. And deal with that too. 22 at bats, 2 hits. It's good stuff. Good stuff over there, Yankee fans.
Hey.
It's a lot of fun. Who else you got?
It's been some good games, though.
Yeah.
Is anyone now in the early days showing, like, oh, like, are the Royals coming back and being like, oh, that's the team to beat?
The Royals are
too early?
The Royals are 11-5. The team right now that's showing the most are the Cubs.
The Cubbies?
The Cubs.
They didn't get into the playoffs last year.
The Cubs.
And then what?
I mean, I would say it's either the – right now it's the Cubs and the Nationals. It's the Cubs and the Nationals.
All right.
So it's those two teams to me, as far as I'm
Cubs
concerned.
Cubs are 13-5, and Nationals are 13-4.
Yeah.
Bryce
Harper is a monster.
He's a fucking monster.
He's an unbelievable monster.
Didn't you, like, want Bryce Harper for something?
I still want Bryce Harper.
I would love to have Bryce Harper.
I want his $35 million a year. I will pay him $35 million a year.
I mean, I just want his $35 mil.
Well, I mean,
is that something I could ask for?
It would be nice.
It's like, hey, Bryce, if that's your real name.
It is his real name.
I never understand why people name
clown statement.
It's like the George Carlin thing. Like, weak names make weak people.
What?
Like 10 times out of 10, Joey, Vinny, and Eddie will beat the shit out of like Tyler, Tuffle, and,
like,
you know,
Tuffle.
Tucker.
Tuffle. Tim Tuffle's the third base coach for the Mets.
See?
But his first name's Tim.
Tim. See? But that's Timothy.
Tim Tuffle.
Tim. That's a name.
You don't want to say that to him, though.
Yeah, Tim Tuffle will kill you.
Is he a tough guy?
Well, he used to be on cocaine. They're all on
cocaine.
I
know people who are weak that are on cocaine. In fact, that's part of why they're on cocaine most of the time.
Boy, Starling.
They need to feel strong. It's okay.
Starling.
It's a hell of a drug.
Starling Castro really cooled off.
Well, is he on coke?
Well, we're all kind of
coke. We're talking about cokeheads now, right? We're not talking about...
He might be on coke. Guy came out of the season hitting like 600, Now he's hitting 258.
Yeah, but we also face Seattle and Oakland. And
do they have a good – so, okay, is there a pitching st- – I'm just asking ours. Questions now about – is there
– ours.
Okay, but after the Mets, is there like, man, watch it. They've got a bullpen,
well,
man.
We have a –
is that the terminology?
You know,
you're when doing Chapman a good comes
job. In. I'm trying.
You know, but you know it's been a real surprise, and it's Oakland. Oakland has been a
Oakland.
Real surprise.
That's what killed us
I
the last
I did not
series.
Think
was,
Oakland
they're
was
going to
be as good as they are. And but their lineup is weak.
Do they still have those uniforms? Like the
they have the green
the
uniforms.
Ugly green.
They have the ugly green uniforms.
That's good.
Yeah. Also, the White Sox.
Yeah.
The White Sox, I think, were 11-5 or 12-5.
But I always think of them as racist.
White because the
pale hose.
Is it what?
Pale hose. They used to be called the pale hose.
12
really?
Six. Yeah. And then there was a scandal because they fixed the World Series under Arnold Rothstein in 1919. And it was the Black Sox scandal. That's why they had black and white.
Well, they were the Black Stockings when the Red Sox were the Red Stockings. They had very witchy. Because before baseball was actually Major League Baseball, there were like 350 leagues all over America.
Right.
And then, you know, they were like
they had to organize it.
Guys named the Dandy Dons and the Donnie Birds and the Birdie Doos and all types of weird
names. And the Buffalo Bills.
And the Buffalo Bills. Speaking of the Buffalo Bills, Rex Ryan likes Donald Trump. You see that?
No surprise. So does Scott Baio, by the way.
Him, yeah. Well, I mean, that's okay. They both
that's
deserve.
Okay?
You like Scott Baio?
How did you find that out?
There was just something online.
Is it because you look like
Trump
young
supporter.
Scott Baio?
I don't look like young Scott
you
Baio.
You look a little bit
you
like
you know what
young
I've gotten
Scott
all
Baio?
Week at work is messy.
You don't look like messy.
Yeah, I can see it.
He looks more like Suarez. Without
no,
not the overbite,
no,
though.
No,
not
no,
the
no.
overbite.
Well, the horse guy?
Look, do that. Do what you just did. See, now he looks like Suarez.
No, he does not. He looks more like Messi. I can see that.
I don't know.
Especially
I think
Messi's a good looking dude.
Especially with the
I don't think he's that good looking.
No, you're better looking than him.
I'm better looking than Messi, is what we're saying.
Well, that's nice.
So, Messi
so that's the show
smile.
Today.
So you, so what you
thanks for listening.
So what you did was you compared yourself to an ugly man to look beautiful.
So do I look like this really rich guy? Oh, no, I'm much better looking than that really rich guy.
So here's what, right?
As you can tell via radio.
There are a lot of ugly rich guys. Have you noticed that? A lot of rich guys are ugly, minus David Beckham.
Beckham's a really... Yeah, it's so funny. That's exactly where my mind went. I was like, he's a good-looking dude.
That's a good-looking
dude. Ryan Gosling's rich.
Yeah, but he wears an earring in his ear.
I don't...
Yeah.
So?
Ronaldo doesn't... I don't know. He doesn't...
He's beautiful.
He's not my stilo.
Yeah, I mean,
I'm more of a David Beckham. Basically, people who look like our friend Lance.
Yeah,
anyone who looks like Lance is kind of strikingly handsome.
We're
to
learning
me.
Now. We're learning and leaning.
So I'm totally comfortable with my sexuality. I can find a man attractive and not be sexually attracted to him. Just understand that he's a good-looking man.
That's
yeah,
cool.
I'm saying.
I find men attractive.
I know.
All men.
Oh, I know.
oh, I know.
So what I want
to. So, how'd you feel about Prince, though?
He's dead.
No, but did you think he was a good-looking dude?
Not really.
No?
I thought...
Yeah, I saw...
He was an allure, though.
I saw, like, a meme that said, Prince will steal your girl and then steal your girl's clothes and then steal another guy's girl with your girl's clothes on. Mm. I was like, yeah, that's something to aspire to.
So anyway.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm saying. That's what I did in high school, anyway.
Since we were on the subject of soccer...
Oh, yeah.
Since we were
did
on the...
Oh yeah, no. I would wear jeans and pants, and it fit better. I'm slender.
You are a slender man.
It's
you have Prince's build.
Yeah. I'm taller than him.
Yeah. Since we are,
but he's like 4'3".
That's the point. Yeah.
Again, I'm taller than Prince. I'm more attractive than Messi.
You are,
and I'm poorer than both.
Yeah. Yes.
Much by like a long shot.
I wonder who was richer.
But you're happier.
I am much.
You really are.
Definitely happier than Prince.
Messi. Yeah, Prince is dead. I don't know if he's happier.
He's definitely
than
happier than Prince.
I don't know if he's happier than Messi.
Pre-death and post. Well,
there's
post.
There's a really post death Prince. There's a really good cartoon. Did you see Jared posted?
Yeah, I saw that.
It's Prince rolling like it's a cartoon of him playing guitar, and it's like time to party like it's 1999 or something.
Yeah.
And God is at the gate, and the quote says, "Holy shit, dude!" I was like, "That's really good." Yeah.
God's impressed.
He's impressed by Prince.
So, well, we were
assuming Prince would go to heaven.
Assuming there's a God.
Well, there's a lot of assumptions.
There's not. And
well, how do you know?
Well, I know because there's not.
There's not what?
A God.
Oh, I thought you meant Prince.
No,
there's definitely a Prince.
There's not a God.
There was.
There's not a God, and I'm not afraid to tell you that there's not a God, and I'm not afraid to tell you that if you believe in God, you're a fucking idiot. That's it.
Well,
cool.
That's how I feel, and I'm sorry about that. Anyhow,
this is how we captivate a later audience.
That's cool.
So, deal with that.
Just hear counterpoint.
Deal with it.
And
I'm not gonna.
Jay and Steve, don't take this lying down.
Well, Jay believes in God.
He does?
Yeah.
Oh, that's gonna be interesting.
That's fine.
Jay, you believe in God?
He does.
Huh. I mean, good for you. That's great.
So,
I mean, whatever makes you happy. I'm serious.
So any,
I'm not saying it in a condescending way.
We were on the subject of soccer, on the fringes of soccer.
We weren't.
Well, yeah, we mentioned soccer players. So yeah,
that's like talking about soccer.
So Jose Mourinho.
Leicester is winning.
I don't care.
I do.
What's the score?
1-0.
One nil.
What minute?
Yeah, what minute are they in?
It's got to be early.
Yeah, it's early.
It's still early. It's like the 20. Well, they scored in the 22nd.
Okay. Anywho.
So
we have that game. We got the under. We're gamblers. So
no, you are not me. I'm not associated.
Yeah.
With you,
please. So Manchester United will in fact hire Jose Mourinho in the next 2 weeks. It's in all the papers. It's official. Just because of the interest he garnered from other teams like PSG and Inter again. Inter wanted him back for some reason, which I don't understand that. But he will be Manchester United's next manager, even though we are in the FA Cup final against either Watford or Crystal Palace, which is funny.
Crystal Palace?
Yeah.
I went there.
You went to Crystal Palace?
I took in England. Yeah, I was there when I was on tour.
You didn't go see a game?
No. I was just there.
Oh, okay.
I like got off at Crystal Palace.
Oh, okay.
It's one of the exits on the underground, which is overground.
Yes.
It was the subway?
Part of it I was on.
Yeah.
The tube.
And also something fairly interesting.
Yeah, it was fun.
Would be that Manchester United are going to part ways with Memphis Depay.
Oh,
after
fuck.
1 year.
Jesus.
After 1 year of garbage. They paid $25 million for him.
Good riddance, man. You know how it goes.
No, I don't. Not when you're supposed to be great.
They never play.
You're right.
Not when you're supposed to be great.
You're right, Joe.
When you're great, it's like when the Heat took back Alonzo Mourning for those last few years.
It's all right.
What's the point?
You know what they did have at that point? Here's a little fun fact.
Like kidney cancer.
In having Alonzo Mourning, Christian Laettner, and Shaquille O'Neal, you had three former first overall picks at the same position on the same squad, which won a championship.
And Christian Laettner and what's-his-face never played.
Yeah, Christian Laettner, I think had a suit on.
Maybe. Would you argue that he's the biggest bust out of college, Christian Laettner?
No, because you have Sam...
Bowie?
Yeah, Bowie.
Sam okay.
And that's unfortunate because he wasn't a bad player.
Right.
He was just injury prone.
Right.
But that's a bust. If you don't produce, it's a bust.
Michael
Not
Beasley.
Why.
The guy on the Sixers, right? He's hurt, right? Joel Embiid?
Yeah, but he really never proved him. I mean, he was an okay...
But that draft was a bad draft.
It's binary. It's zero or one. Did you produce or not? If you don't produce, you're a bust.
Sam Bowie was the goods in college.
Well, that was
the goods.
But that was just a bad pick. I mean, I guess you have to look at it at that time where Sam Bowie was probably going to go first no matter what.
Mm-hmm.
But Michael Jordan, man, could have been a trailblazer.
I mean, you know, the thing is, he wasn't first overall because it was
if Akeem Michael Jordan was not the first overall.
Wasn't it Akeem the Dream and then?
Michael
think
Jordan.
About it.
No, My, then, no, it no. Bowie, then it was Sam Bowie. Then
it was Michael Jordan.
It was Michael Jordan. But Sam Bowie, if Michael Jordan is not the first pick in the draft, you know how good Sam Bowie was? Because Michael Jordan was unbelievable in college.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Unbelievable.
But it's funny because think about it. You would have Michael Jordan and Clyde Drexler on the same team.
Okay.
Phew.
Okay. Great. But you know what? Michael Jordan and what's his face? You know, the guy with the head eggs.
Oh, Scottie Pippen?
Scottie Pippen was very good. He was not.
But
he wasn't.
That's
a
fucking understatement.
But
he was really underrated.
But really good. Really, what brought that team over the edge was bringing Dennis Rodman over.
Yeah,
but he said they had won three championships before he did that.
Yeah, but they went to 1-6.
They wouldn't have won. Jordan had just come back from baseball.
Yeah,
and they wouldn't have won 6. I don't think.
No,
and Kukoc, won another one. Don't forget the Croatian sensation.
Dennis Rodman changed that whole team.
Yeah,
Dennis Rodman changed. They made that team. Instead, not that they were, you know, not powder puff. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, it made them fucking tough.
You didn't want to play. You didn't want to play them
for a million reasons.
Think about dealing with Dennis Rodman and then Michael Jordan and Scottie Pippen.
I think people
forget
how good Bill Wennington was, too.
It's different.
That
it's different with when they had, you know, when he was on the Pistons and you had Isaiah Thomas. You know,
yeah.
Isaiah Thomas is no Michael Jordan. He's good. He's
amazing.
He's
different,
amazing.
Different player.
Could you put Dennis Rodman on the Chicago Bulls at that particular time? Holy shit.
Well, the reason why Dennis Rodman was so good was because of Chuck Daly's coaching. Chuck Daly took him under his wing, the coach of the Pistons.
Mm-hmm.
That's the reason why I believe that Dennis Rodman was so good. And he was mad at the Pistons for letting him go. Yeah. So he just says, fuck everybody. Right. I'm going to play my balls off. You know? So
one thing he always did. Whatever team he was on.
Yeah, forget about the fucking tattoos and the piercings. The guy was a fucking ball player.
He came to play.
And he's probably he's not in the Hall of Fame.
He should
yet.
Be. Not yet. He's
probably not going to get in just because of the North Korea stuff that he's doing. And
why?
All. I mean, and he's just I just don't think he's going to get in.
He's a first ballot Hall of Famer.
I agree.
One of the best defensive players of all time. I think the leading rebounder in NBA history or something crazy.
If this guy doesn't go into
talk about the playoffs.
Into the Hall of Fame, there's something wrong. You have to recalibrate what you're thinking about with the NBA because he was the NBA.
Yep.
Oh, excuse me. Cleveland won the third game. I'm sorry.
I didn't think they won that game. I didn't think
they
lost.
All right, so here's the
where are we at?
Here's the breakdown right now. Golden State's up 2-1. I think the game – is the game tonight or tomorrow? I think it's
Houston
tomorrow.
Beat them?
Tonight.
Yeah, by one point without Steph Curry.
Right.
Yeah.
That was that crappy game we watched.
By one point.
Yeah. He wanted to go to bed. Yeah.
Right. Clippers are up 2-1 on Portland.
All right.
OKC's up 3-1 on Dallas. San Antonio's going to sweep Memphis.
Yeah, with no problem.
Cleveland is probably going to sweep Detroit.
I could see that.
I think Detroit might steal one game.
That's the thing. In all these series, the game that the underdog team is going to win is going to be the first home game, just like what just happened with Miami and Charlotte.
Atlanta and Boston are 2-1. Atlanta, Miami, and Charlotte are 2-1.
Miami.
And Toronto and Indiana is the series right now. That's 2-2. I still think Indiana is going to come out of that. I believe that.
So Indiana was so they've just traded wins.
Yeah. And I also – I'm probably –
I mean, that's who – if the Heat advance here, we would play either
Indiana or Toronto.
Ooh,
you want to play Toronto.
I want to play Toronto. I don't want to play – I don't want to face Paul George and the Pacers. Too much history.
I want to see you play Indiana, though. It's going to be a better series.
I think one of the still very fresh and real rivalries in the East is Miami-Indiana.
I agree.
Genuinely dislike that team.
I don't like the
just because they're
all.
Good. They're good. I hate playing them because they're fucking good.
I think the Heat are better.
I think so too.
And whatever team the Cavaliers get to, whether it be Atlanta or Boston, they're going to wipe the floor.
Boston, one is fakers and the other ones are hungry, but not enough.
Yeah, Boston's one or two pieces away, I still think. And then if you get to Cleveland and Miami, I think it's going to go 7.
I would love that
series. I think it's going to go 7.
I think Miami's going to win it.
I would love that shit. I'll take Miami over Cleveland.
I'm salivating over the idea of playing
First of all, Miami has a better bench than Cleveland.
We're just a deeper squad. Down. They don't have a fucking squad. Right. They have LeBron James.
Right. They
Kyrie's nasty.
Kyrie's nasty, but is he really? It's going to be – if that – it's not gonna. It's gonna be
a
war, and
like
you're gonna probably win.
I think it could be.
I don't go wrong. It's not gonna be a sweeper.
And let me tell you something. If you do win, and let's say you knock them out, let's say in 6, right? It's all over for the Cavaliers.
LeBron's gonna leave.
That's it.
If they don't at least go to the finals.
And you know where he's going? Right back to Miami.
Yeah, I would think so.
Right?
That's a distinct possibility.
And then you'll have the best team in the world because you have Luol Deng as your sixth man.
Yeah.
That would
be
the best team in the world.
Listen, hey, I love my squad. And you know what? And I said this right when LeBron left. The only problem I don't have with our squad is personnel because we have the fucking Don.
When you picked up Joe Johnson first, okay?
Huge.
Then you picked up Goran Dragic, right?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that was before.
Right, okay.
Goran Dragic is one of these guys. He can be an annoying pain in the ass coming up the floor when he's rocking and rolling.
Yeah.
Or he cannot be in the game. Here's the thing. When you have two legitimate shooters, okay, and you put him in, and you have Hassan Whiteside to clean up all the other garbage, right?
Thank God for that guy.
They're really set.
Oh, yeah, Dwayne Wade's on the team.
Right.
Oh, yeah, Luol Deng plays for us.
Justice Winslow's
coming up.
He's going to be unreal.
I'm so happy at how he's developing, man.
That was Johnson kid, too.
Tyler Johnson.
Tyler Johnson.
Yeah, the white guy.
Nasty, too.
That Justin Winslow, he is going to be the goods. Yeah. He's another Klay Thompson in 2 years. Yeah.
It's just nice to look at that squad, to look at the Heat and go like...
He does have a better game.
If you really look at the East right now, they're a team that's being built to be a winner, a real winner. And they could win... I don't know about the finals, but they could win a series or two in this playoffs.
Absolutely.
I mean, would I love for them to totally upset everybody and be like, what the fuck? Everyone was Cleveland, you know, whatever. Yeah. And then just to get the Heat would be dope.
But I'm still
with the Spurs.
The Spurs. I keep thinking they're going to have some weird thing where they're not going to face Golden State. They're going to choke against somebody.
I don't think so. I wanted to touch on this before we left, was that you should sit Steph Curry for this entire series against Houston. You do not need this man. And I'll tell you why. Because if this guy comes back and aggravates it just a little bit at any point, okay, they're going to lose to the Clippers. They will lose to the Clippers.
But I think they've done it right, though.
Okay, but I would just as a precautionary measure, the...
But don't sleep on Houston, either.
Wait a minute. I'm sleeping on Houston. They stink. Ruben, they stink. They're a collection of guys. They're a menagerie of fellas. They're terrible.
Listen, they're professional players that are working their ass off. And
Patrick Beverly is not a professional basketball player. He's an agitator. He's Lance Stevenson, blowing in your ear, playing with your ear, you know, trying to hit you on the court. Lance Stevenson's in Charlotte.
Yes.
Oh, he's been quiet, huh?
Yeah, he doesn't play.
Good.
Really.
But that guy.
If anybody ever tapped into that guy's true potential.
Oh, yeah, if he just stopped dicking around, Lance Stevenson can fucking play.
Oh, he can play.
Remember his first year in the league? Kid was nasty. He can play ball.
He can play.
But I really do believe that if the Warriors... I'm not saying anything will happen to Steph Curry because he's young and he could bounce back probably pretty good.
Yeah.
If something does happen though, small, a tweak of the ankle's too tender. He hurts it in any way.
I like
the Clippers.
I like the Spurs.
I have to go back and retract that the Blazers will not beat the Clippers. I didn't know that the Clippers were going to be this dominant against the Blazers.
Well, sometimes you wake up in the fucking playoffs,
I didn't
man.
See it happening. Because Blake Griffin, up until the playoffs, the 10 games he came back, wasn't great. So that's what I was hinging it on. But the Clippers, healthy, beating everybody up right now, that's going to be a fucking great... Even with Steph Curry, I think that's going to be a competitive series.
That's going to be
and
a
I,
good series.
I hope nothing stupid happens, like Portland comes back and beats the Clippers, or Houston somehow... They're not gonna. But just something happens. Something stupid happens. Mm. I want to see a good, and I want it to all culminate in the Spurs and the Warriors, and then I will be right. I will be.
That all I want is to be right.
That's it.
That's all he wants.
Because I'm gonna say it again. I'll say it again.
It's all about
if
you.
The Spurs and the Warriors play each other, Spurs in five. Five.
All right, Joe.
Five of them.
Yeah,
not
I doubt
if they play the Clippers.
Five of them.
No, I doubt
not if
that.
They play the Clippers.
Who, the Spurs?
Yeah.
Well, the Spurs would only play the Clippers in the Western Conference Finals.
Which isn't going to happen.
No, I don't think that's going to happen.
Why not?
Because it would only take a Steph Curry injury for the Clippers, I think, to maximize on it. I don't think the Clippers are the masters of choking in the second round. They do not get past the second round. They're like the Denver Nuggets many years ago. The Denver Nuggets couldn't get out of the first round. But this team cannot get out of
the
second round.
The Denver Nuggets went the second round one time in their whole existence.
That's what I just said. I said the Denver Nuggets could not get out of the first round.
Right.
So
cool.
They went to the second round once. Right. But I really do believe that it is the Warriors series against Houston and the Clippers, hopefully the Clippers, to lose. So that's one I see. Also,
the Clippers would have to knock off the Warriors for them to see the Spurs.
Right. Okay. How about the draft? Who do you want? Do you know who's? Do you know?
It's a weird draft.
It's a
weird draft.
I want a wide receiver, and I know that's counterintuitive. What we're trying to do with the Jets.
You want a wide receiver? You have Eric Decker and Brandon Marshall.
I want a third wide receiver. I want that kid.
We need
out
a
of,
fucking tight end. Who's your tight end?
You know what? We might not need a tight end.
No, of course not. Why would you need that in today's NFL?
Well,
who needs it?
Well, Jason Morrow.
Who
is
would need
coming
that?
Back.
Right?
Yeah. Jason,
but Jason Morrow's been out the whole year.
I know, but he's coming back.
So what does
he's
that
still
mean?
Young.
What does that mean?
He looked good when he played.
Yeah,
he looked good when he played.
Okay,
but there's a kid out of TCU, Josh Doctson, the wide receiver out of TCU.
I like that
great.
I like
that
last
I
he's
name.
Great.
And they,
Doctson.
And they,
he's great.
And they have him falling to like 25.
In what round?
The first.
Really?
Yeah.
Get him.
I want him.
Get that man.
That's the man I want.
I'd get that jersey.
No, it doesn't. It's does not it spelled
spell the same
no.
way.
D-O-C-T-S-O-N.
No, it's D- it, no, it's Dotson. D-O-T-S-O-N.
No, it's D-O-C-T-S-O-N.
Okay.
And super important. The most important thing to discuss
and
is that.
And guy. Okay. Anyway.
I'm best friends. I'll text him. Hold on.
Anyway.
He's just in my friend. He's just
it's
in my
either,
phone.
It's
is
either
gonna, Dot.
It's either gonna,
Dottie.
It's either going to be that or an offensive so. Lineman. Because you need it. Because the Brickish.
That seems to be
the
biggest thing in the draft right now is if there's a lot of offensive
linemen. Well, also, the Jets could draft Paxton Lynch at 20. And I'm hearing that the Buffalo Bills are going to try to fuck our plans up if that is the case, that we want to draft Paxton Lynch at 20. They're going to draft him at 19. But I thought Rex Ryan's so sold on Tyrod Taylor. You want to bring in Paxton Lynch for what?
Yeah.
Get that, man. Paxton Lynch can throw the football.
Who's he play for?
Throw Memphis.
Memphis.
Hmm.
And he look him up. That's a good-looking guy. Anyway, he's...
Does he look like Lance?
Yeah.
Oh, good.
He does. And he... If he goes at 20, I will gladly take Paxton Lynch, but then the next few rounds, you need to draft an offensive lineman. The Jets are really, really light on the offensive line, and I would like to see someone step up. They did trade for Ryan Clady, which I think is going to be a damn good acquisition.
He was on what?
Denver. But they do need to pick up an offensive lineman, and that's what I'm going to say. Ruben, thank you for 3.5 years. Much appreciated. It was a lot of fun.
It'll never be the same without you. You know that, right?
I'd like to.
You are an unbelievable presence in radio.
I'd like to speak briefly about passion. While I have a moment, I'd like to speak briefly about passion.
Talk.
Ruben Sindo Acosta is leaving this show because I must follow my passion. I love sports, and I love having this time with Joe, but the reason I'm moving on is to do the Florida Records, focus on that a little more. Something that I feel like I can actually contribute to. Joe is as passionate as he always has been with this show, and I trust in full effect that the show will at least be insane to listen to if he's on it. I wish the best to Jay and to Steve. Mainly just I hope you can survive Joe for an hour a week. Ron, thanks so much for being on the show. Linda, thanks so much for being here. Radio Free Brooklyn, thanks for letting me be the calming voice in the storm of Sonnenblick.
Apples and oranges.
Apples and oranges, saying goodbye for the very last time with a song that Joe will never, ever put on, a Beatles song.